This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite genres of food is Mexican food. And maybe it's because I live in the Southwest. I used to not be a fan because I wasn't a very good eater. And if there were any vegetables, especially fresh vegetables in my food, I wouldn't eat it. So I liked cheese. And I liked rice, but I didn't really have a taste for Chinese food, Italian food, Mexican food. I was a horrible eater as a kid. And then I got a job at Garcia's, which was a restaurant, Mexican restaurant, and I hosted there. And you were able to get some free food, and because I lived on my own and, you know, wasn't obviously, you know, making a lot of money, I jumped on the fact that I got free food, and man, whew, did I acquire a taste, and now I love it. It's one of my favorites. And one of my favorite foods, right, in terms of Mexican food, is, arroz con pollo, where I have chicken, cheese, and rice. But if I can't have a nice bowl of arroz con pollo, and I use thigh meat, I know it's fatty, but the thigh meat is so basically, I take thigh meat, and I season it really good, and then I have some Mexican rice, Spanish rice in there, and then I have cheese, cheddar cheese and jack cheese, and I make an arroz con pollo, and it's just a yummy, it's just, I could just sit there during the winter, if I'm not feeling good, with a nice big bowl of thigh meat chunks, it's just delicious. But sometimes if I'm on the go, I will stop by a Del Taco, or a Taco Bell, or a Pollo Loco, and ask them to make a chicken, cheese, and rice burrito, so I could have my arroz con pollo in a burrito. Well, you could just assume that I was completely floored and pooped out my burrito when I found out that North Korea claims that Kim Jong-il discovered the burrito. I'm like, say what? Apparently, a propaganda video released by North Korea. This happened. I know. I still can't believe it. It took my breath away. There was a propaganda video that was released, I think, last week. Everybody was talking about it on social media. I didn't bring it up yet. But I'm doing it now because I'm hungry. And I want a burrito for lunch. But there was a propaganda video released by North Korea. And it showed people eating burritos described as wheat wraps in Pyongyang. A newspaper reported that they were originally invented in 2011 by Kim Jong-il, the current leader's father, who died that year of a heart attack. We do not know why they are saying that the burrito was invented in 2011 and that it was invented in North Korea by Kim Jong-il. North Korea has dealt with food shortages for decades. Probably not the next site for the newest iconic food. In fact, from what we understand, their food shortages have even worsened during the coronavirus pandemic, even though they claimed throughout the pandemic that they had zero cases. So not sure what the hell is going on. But I'm telling you right now that I don't think that claim is true. Because if I, again, memory serves, you know, if we've had COVID, our memory isn't too good. But I seriously think I've had a burrito prior to 2011. And I also think Taco Bell existed prior to 2011. You know, let's look that up. I have the history of the burrito, by the way. Okay, hold on a second. When was Taco Bell? 1962. Okay, let's look at the 1962 menu of Taco Bell. Now, mind you, Kim Jong-il was alive in 1962, so maybe he worked for Taco Bell. Let me see. 1962 Taco Bell menu. All right, somebody said they found the original menu. Burrito. There we go. Frijoles, tostadas, chili, burger, tacos, burritos. There we go. So let me see if I have anything. There we go. A burrito was 25 cents. Frijoles, 25 cents. A Bell Burger for Taco Bell, 25 cents. Everything was 25 cents. Wow. Gosh, that was nice. Royal Crown Cola, so RC Cola, orange drink and root beer, 10 cents and 20 cents. A coffee was 10 cents. 10 cents a coffee. The taco, tostada, burrito, frijoles, Bell Burger, all 25 cents. Wow. Huh. It's interesting, too, the sizes. The sizes of the food, when you look at, like, old McDonald's or old Bob's Big Boy or these old, the size of the food, the size of what, you, the portions, much smaller. In fact, they have in the pictures your cup for your drink, and the drink looks like a little shot glass to make the food look bigger. Gosh, the tostada looks really good. I'm hungry. So, again, you know, I am no historian when it comes to, burrito history, but I think it came from the Mayan times. Let me find out. Let me see. History of the burrito. Okay, I'm looking this up. Yes, I do use Google on the show. And let me see. Here we go. The roots of the burrito go back to 10,000 B.C. They used corn tortillas to wrap foods, which was common practice among the Mesoamerican cultures living in the region that is known as Mexico today. Historians believe this was the precursor to modern tortilla-based dishes like taco and burritos. Now, in 1895, they did identify a dish that could have been a burrito and appeared in the book Diccionario de Mexicanismos, Dictionary of Mexican Spanish. And it was by Cuban writer Felix Ramos y Duarte. And he described it as a rolled tortilla filled with meat and other ingredients. Now, a rolled tortilla could also be a taco. So some people will give them the benefit of the doubt and say maybe the burrito was invented in the early 20th century. What does burrito mean? Well, burrito is burro, donkey, ito is little. Sometimes they might say, call little kids, like I call my kids Bug. I'll call them little Bug. So sometimes burrito was named after like a little kid. Some theories say burrito was named after a man named Juan Mendez, who sold tacos in the city of Ciudad Juarez during the Mexican Revolution. Food of the donkey became very popular and earned the name Little Donkey or Burrito. All right, so there's your burrito. I don't see anything about Kim Jong-il. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclix, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have the fifth largest school district in the nation. It's big. Right. I'm a fan of our school district. I went to public school here, and teachers are great. I took care of many of the teachers. Yeah, the schools are beautiful. You know, they're new, no asbestos, and it's a big school district. Some people think maybe it should be broken up. It's too big. You know, fifth largest in the nation. I think they have 350,000 students or 300,000 students. It is a big, big school district, and we've had a lot of drama with the superintendent getting ousted and then back again and then out and back again, and I'm not sure what's going on. So it's been a little confusing. But because of COVID, apparently they're going to be taking 5 days off. And there's going to be a pause to stop the spread. It doesn't start yet. I think the students are going to be off in a couple days, which again is a little confusing, because if the spread is going on now and everybody's getting it now, then you would think now's the time to send people home. But starting Friday, they're going to be gone. They're going to be home for 5 days. Teachers will work from home, and then hopefully they come back to work. Everybody comes back on Wednesday, the 18th. So they sent a memo. It was all over the internet. And they said, due to the extreme staffing shortages, based on the high number of positive COVID-19 cases, the district is adjusting the 2021-2022 district calendar to provide a 5-day pause in alignment with the COVID quarantine and isolation guidance. This 5-day pause will promote a safe, healthy learning environment in our schools to stop the spread in order to continue face-to-face instruction. So there's going to be a staff development day, but the staff work from home. No school for students this Friday, which means a bunch of them are going to be going to probably Disneyland. That's what we do in Nevada. I'm going to be in Disneyland, but that's what Nevadans do whenever we're off. There's going to be then Martin Luther King Day, which is already off. And then on Tuesday is the contingency day. Staff will work from home. Again, no school for students. So, now they miss a couple days of school, but they will be made up on Monday, February 7th and Tuesday, April 25th. But it's fascinating to me. Nevada has a 28.2% positivity rate. Well, because people, everybody has it. So the 28.2% positivity rate means of all the people getting tested, you know, those are the people testing positive. All right. Now before, we were testing people who weren't necessarily sick. We just needed them to come back. Now I think we have people just testing because they're sick. So obviously the positivity rate is going to go up. We're not just sampling average population. And so what fascinates me is the very first statement they made was staff shortages. All right. They are short on staff, which means teachers are calling out. Now, are teachers calling out for good? Are they retiring? We're hearing all across the nation. Teachers are like, I'm done. I'm out. Is this also an element from the mandates? Did we lose so many of our teachers because of the vaccine mandate? But right now, I think people are sick. And they're like, I'm sick. I'm going to call out. The other thing, too, that you need to be prepared for is if people are thinking about quitting, they're going to be using their PTO. They're going to be using their sick leave. If they get sick leave, they're going to use it. And I'm not saying these teachers aren't sick, but, you know, if you have an elderly parent and everybody's sick around you, I totally understand you not wanting to work. So, you know, if the fifth largest school district in the country is feeling like they need to close down for a few days, then you know that most school districts are suffering. Now, how are they doing it? Are they combining classrooms? Are they switching to online? Are they switching to remote? Are they putting everybody in the gym and giving everybody instruction? How are they doing that? Again, this is why I said, you know, year after year, this is going to happen. If we are now learning how we can, you know, before it was never thought of. You just show up to work and you work. There's just no, you know, that no ifs, ands, or buts. But now we're realizing, well, wait a second, you know, we could take off or we can close down or we could go remote. So now that we know that we're able to do that and have that flexibility, it's going to be asked and demanded year after year, which is why I keep saying, let's start expanding winter break. I think it's ridiculous to have people come back after New Year's. Everybody's sick usually after New Year's anyway. Then people get sick. They have to go home. They're not learning. Teachers are calling out, and now we have a pause where people have to call out of school. In Chicago, the teachers reluctantly came back. I don't think all the teachers are on board. I think they got N95 face masks, but not much else. So they're kind of mad because they thought the walkout would have gotten them more from Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. But I just see this as a yearly thing. And then we have some issues with California students. California students are threatening to strike. About 1,000 students in Oakland, California have threatened to strike unless their school district reverts to remote learning or delivers on a list of COVID-19 safety demands. According to a petition, it says there's a lot of concerns regarding safety measures and how to protect us from COVID-19. We must go back to distance learning until the cases go down again. So it was signed by about 1,000 students and rising. So the students want KN95 or N95 masks for every student, twice weekly testing for everyone on school campuses, and more outdoor spaces for eating. If the district doesn't respond to the demands, the students say they will strike until we get what we need to be safe. So the students gave the district a week until January 17th to meet their demands, or they will stop attending classes from the following day and hold a strike outside the district headquarters on January 21st without the masks and, again, around COVID. On Tuesday, the district announced that they had distributed K95 and N95 masks to teachers last week and will deliver an additional 50,000 K95 masks to all schools. They've also ordered 200,000 K95 masks for roughly 50,000 students and is looking to order even more. And we spoke about how these masks have extra filtration. The N95s are some of the highest out there. I think a lot of the KN95s are made in China, but they're easier to get. But they are supposed to be the same type of masks and have that same type of filtering capability. But look at how the students are now making demands. I mean, you know, in the old days, if you didn't go to school, you got sent to juvie. Right? Now students are like, I'm not going to go. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? So distance learning and remote learning is going to be drawn upon every cough, cold, and flu season. And I don't blame students wanting to work from home. Nobody wants to get this. They got games. We got Super Bowl coming up. Nobody wants to be, I mean, I want to go to a Super Bowl party. I don't want to be sick. You know, luckily, I think I got my COVID, so I'm going to be over it. But, you know, we now have the ability that whatever we thought was you go to school and that's it, you show up to work and that's it, no. All right, we've learned that because of COVID, we can alter the workday. We can alter the way we do work. We can alter the rules. So the rules, every single winter season, expect this. Expect during flu, oh my God, there's flu season, we can't work. We have to expect it, which is why widen winter break, shorten summer break. We do not need a 3-month summer break. The kids don't learn. The parents don't know what to do with the kids. The parents have to work. The only people that get off for summer are teachers. So why not give them 6 weeks during winter so then they could be off 6 weeks during the summer? I don't understand why we have to have 3 months off all of summer. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, a week of vacation. Who vacations for 3 months? Who has the money to vacation for 3 months? Most likely the people that do have the money that can vacation for 3 months are going to private school. So the rest of us, we take a weekend to go to L.A. or something like that. My kids do not need to be off school for 3 months. In fact, I told my kids now that they're in college, take classes during college. I go, if you don't want to graduate in 5 or 6 years, you want to graduate in 4 years, do what I do and take classes or work during the summer. But it's vacation. There's no such thing as vacation. With the exception of teachers, there is no such thing as summer vacation when you're an adult. I don't understand why we don't get the kids prepared now. So N95 masks, I've been asking for people to get those. In fact, they're going to be even put HEPA air purifiers into the rooms, expand covered outdoor seating for lunchtime. These things aren't ridiculous requests from the kids. I think it's ridiculous that the kids are striking, that they're saying, you know what, you don't meet our demands, we just don't go to school. School's for you. You know, you're not doing us a favor. You being out gives the teacher one less headache. But, I mean, you know, your learning in school is a privilege for you. So, you know, but I get it. There's the count days. Count days is where schools get their money. And so if people sit out those days, then if that's the number of people coming or using the school and using resources, then that's all the money they get. So I get how count days are pretty crucial, and that's where students can have administrators by the cojones. But, you know, I think we're at the point now where there's no control, and we don't control the virus, we don't control cold, we don't control flu. Have the best mask possible available for those who want it. Have vaccines available to those who want it. Have therapeutics available to those who want it. And have opportunities for people to learn from home for those who want it. Simple. 1-877-DOLLY.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company. with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is soaring to its highest level in 40 years. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the consumer price index jumped 7% for the year ending in December.
What this is this is the Democrats' tax on the middle class.
Johnson continues on Fox News by saying the American Rescue Plan helped spike inflation.
When they passed their $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on a 100% partisan basis, we had $1 trillion left unspent from the previous $4 trillion.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying that's the biggest 12-month jump since June 1982. Former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Reid passed away just 3 days after Christmas. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate continues to debate voting rights legislation, with President Biden making his case in a speech in Georgia. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso, appearing on Fox News, says the president is focused on the wrong issues.
He is tone deaf if he believes that changing election laws is what the American people are looking to in leadership right now.
President Biden and Senate Democrats are proposing to end the Senate filibuster to get the bill passed, meaning they'd only need 51 votes instead of 60. Republicans say it's wrong to take away the voice of the minority party. A new record is being set for online holiday sales. Adobe Analytics says consumers spent $204.5 billion during this past holiday season. That's nearly a 9% jump, and Adobe partly contributes that increase to things like apparel costing more. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Joanne writes that whatever she does, she can't lose weight. She has to starve herself. What are some tips to losing weight? So we're going to have to be a little honest about weight here. And I'll be honest, trust me, I am not of my ideal weight. I am way beyond where my goal should be, and I had that same thought. No matter whatever I do, I can't lose weight. And it's very frustrating because when you're younger and in your 20s, you skip dinner and you lose the weight. Yeah. Or you go out and you're like, you know what, I just won't eat, I'll just have something to drink. And the 20-year-old diet is not the healthiest diet. But because either we don't have enough money for food and we want to save it for alcohol, or we just don't have enough money, we don't eat a lot. I told you guys when I lived on $6 a week for food, I bought one box of cereal, I bought milk, I bought some turkey ham, and I bought some bread, and one potato. And I made breakfast, lunch, and dinner out of all of that for a week. And then I think I had a date, so I was able to get dinner one night. But I mean, living on $6 a week, I got skinny. But nowadays, I had the kids, lost all the baby weight, and then the hormones changed. When the hormones changed, man, the weight packed on. We ran pregnancy test after pregnancy test and thyroid test, and we didn't know what the heck was going on because nothing changed with my exercise, nothing changed with my diet, and man, I packed on pounds. So a big part of weight gain, all right, might not be as easily addressed, very hormonal related. Especially in my family, menopausal women gain weight. Pregnant women gain weight. I gained 60 pounds during pregnancy, despite working out twice a day. It's just with the hormones, I gained. And so I know what could be causing it. But I have a lot more power, we all do, than we think. Now, mind you, I know that there are some families out there where people are size 2s and they're skinny. No matter what they do, they are skinny and they have amazing metabolism. And then you have others where everybody's round. Everybody's big in that family. And I come from a family where everybody battled obesity. Everybody. I was the skinniest person in my family and then it hit me too. So weight issues are genetic. That doesn't mean, though, that you are completely absolved of any responsibility. Now, how you have to do is you got to be very, very, very honest about yourself, okay? I have seen myself lose weight, and I've seen myself lose weight when I hardly eat. If I only take in about 800 calories a day at the most, I lose weight. I will lose weight. If I exercise 3 times a day, I exercise twice a day now, but if I exercise 3 times a day, I will lose weight. You have to find your sweet spot. And I know you're going to tell somebody, I can't do that. I can't work out 3 times a day. But actually, you can. You could do 3 10-minute workouts. You could be lifting weights while you're at your desk. You could be doing tummy crunches. You could be doing leg lifts. You could be working out while it's not technically a gym jaunt. And same thing with diet. If you don't eat, you lose weight. Now, I don't want you to starve yourself. I'm not really a huge fan on intermittent fasting, but, you are telling me that you can't lose weight no matter what you do. You have to, quote unquote, starve yourself. Well, what exactly is starving yourself? Having a egg white and a slice of bran toast for breakfast, a small salad for lunch, and a 4-ounce chicken breast with maybe some vegetables and fruit, and water for dinner? Is that starving yourself? You're not starving. It's the most boring meal plan I could think of. But you're not starving. So you have to decide what is more important to you. Is it the food or is it the weight and your health? And we all give into food. Why are we giving into food? Was that chocolate muffin I had this morning really worth it? Yes, it was so good. Oh, my gosh, it was good. Sorry, there was some chocolate. I was craving chocolate. See, not a lot of food tastes good to me after COVID. So it's like I just wanted some chocolate. I told hubby to get me some chocolate muffin, so I had a whole muffin today. Okay, well, now I'm going to have to exercise that out. No more sugar the rest of the day for me. I mean, we have to make a choice. There was a model, she was in a beauty pageant, and she had told me, she's now in her 60s, and she said, I quit because I wanted to eat. I just wanted to eat. I mean, a lot of us, we want to eat. But you have to make some decisions, and you have to make some hard decisions. One of the reasons why I bring up Weight Watchers so much, the reason why I like Weight Watchers, it's one of the oldest meal plans out there, is Weight Watchers, in the 80s, you had to weigh all the food and all that, and they told you to drink a lot of water and eat more vegetables, but then they came up with that point system. And what was interesting about the point system they have is if you save up some points each day, then you could go crazy on the weekend, where based on your body weight and how much you want to lose, you get a certain amount of points. 28 points, I think, was mine. I never officially enrolled, but I looked it up. And 28 points a day for eating, and then you get some cheat points if you want. Lettuce, vegetables, 0 points. So I can eat as many lettuce and as many vegetables a day that's not buttered up, cooked raw vegetables a day, and be fine. But if I have an Egg McMuffin, that was 7 points. So now I only get 21 points the rest of the day. Now, you can make 28 points work, especially if you have unlimited vegetables and water. You could eat a lot on 28 points. And let's say I only use 25 points. I could have those 3 extra points saved aside for later on the weekend. Now, of course, sugary foods, alcohol, they add a lot of points. But if you do really, really well throughout the week, and then you decide to have fun on the weekend, you still might do overall with your overall calorie count. And so that seems to work a lot better for people. You know, I notice for me, you know, I don't have to eat meat with every meal. You know, cut the meat back. I don't have to eat that many carbs. Exercise a little bit more if I have something sweet. And so I've been able to maintain my weight. I just haven't lost the weight I need to because I'm not really willing to do that extra step. But, you know, you will lose weight. Everybody has the ability to lose weight, some easier than others. Check your thyroid. Check your hormones. A lot of times our medication could, I have to take hormones, you know, and I think those give, you know, those put me at, you know, those kind of, you know, put me at a disadvantage in terms of my metabolism. But that's a choice I make because I don't want to be menopausal. I don't want to have the hot flashes. I don't want to lose the bone mass. I like looking younger. Estrogen makes you look younger. So I'm going to have to work harder. I'm going to have to lay off the chocolate muffin. No Coca-Cola. I haven't had a root beer float in 3 years. And in the summer, I love root beer floats. No root beer float for me. So you have to make some decisions. Now, if you're like, no, I got a wedding coming up and I really want chocolate cake, then fine. For 3 days before that, have salads for lunch. But you need to see where you could give and take. And when it comes to exercising, you don't have to go from 0 to 90. You don't have to go from never working out to an hour-long workout. Do a 10-minute workout. Put some music on and dance. Run around. When I talk to my mom, I immediately get up and walk around. And it's great because I get out into drop zones, so the call drops. I'm like, ooh, darn. But that was still. Don't sit on the phone. Walk when you're on the phone. Every time somebody calls me, I immediately put my ears on and I walk. And then I just pace back and forth. Because otherwise I'm going to sit for 30 minutes on a phone call. I don't have that time. I might as well kill 2 birds with 1 stone. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOG-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Adam asked if I could explain what is going on in Australia right now. So I think whether he means what's going on with the tennis player or COVID, I'll talk a little bit about both. Australia, I've never been to Australia. I can't wait. I also want to see New Zealand. I want to do the whole Lord of the Rings tour. Apparently you could go to all the sites where they filmed Lord of the Rings. I was just in Park City, Utah, so I could see where they filmed part of Yellowstone. It is so cool. I love that. I like Nakatomi Tower or Nakatomi Plaza in Century City. Is it Century City? where Die Hard was filmed, Nakatomi Plaza. I just love going to places where there. So anyway, that's on my bucket list, to go and follow the New Zealand. You could do the whole Lord of the Rings tour, although I think you also have to go up to Norway and other. I think they filmed in a whole variety of places. But anyway, Australia is pretty walled off from the country. And Australia has had some of the strictest rules in terms of COVID. The country of 26 million, much smaller than ours, is now dealing with their largest wave of COVID to date. They have had over 1 million cases since the pandemic began. And they have, I think they have, mandated vaccines, lockdowns, all sorts of stuff. 79% of the population has been vaccinated. I think children are starting to get their shots. U.S., they say, is about 63%. It's so funny. I think in the summer we were told we were already 70% vaccinated, but now I'm reading this from Wall Street Journal, we're only 63% vaccinated. But then again, my guess is it's going down because of our immunity. If you got the vaccine last year, your immunity has dropped off the curve. So Australia, and it is confusing how Australia, which is so isolated, and I think they've even had travel rules, how they could be dealing with Omicron, because it's everywhere. It just takes one person, and then it just spreads all over. That's why when the government was like, well, we need to shut down all the borders, and we need to make sure not one person gets here, it was already here. By the time you thought about that, it was already here. You know, well, I think our first cases were found in Washington State. That's because they tested for it. You know, when they actively tested for it, and then finally when we started to test more, that's when we started to figure it out widespread that we had it more. But Novak Djokovic, you guys might be following tennis a little bit more than I. He is the world's number one ranked male tennis player. And apparently he was in the news. There was a lot of drama because Australian border authorities canceled his visa among pandemic restrictions. And then I guess a local judge gave him his visa back. And I think he had tested positive for COVID. So I don't believe the country is blaming him for the Omicron wave, but maybe some are. So according to the Wall Street Journal, he says he has regretted taking part in an interview and photo shoot last month, despite testing positive for COVID-19. He has now been a lightning rod in the debate over COVID-19 vaccine mandates because people think he got celebrity status. He said his agent made an error in a travel declaration that he used to enter Australia last week. This could become a deciding factor on whether Djokovic will be free to chase a record 21st Grand Slam title at the Australian Open that's supposed to occur on January 17th. So his arrival in Australia drew global attention. His visa was initially canceled by border authorities and then later reinstated by a local court. He said he had a medical exemption to get around the country's strict COVID-19 vaccine rules. But Australians thought that the exemption was special treatment for a celebrity. News crews, photographers, relocated adjacent to the hotel where he was 4 days in detention. He has since left. He's been like the biggest news story in Australia now. And I guess there was even a court hearing. Supporters of Djokovic are criticizing his treatment as political point scoring by Prime Minister Scott Morrison. His popularity has fallen sharply as the outbreak's variant worsens, polls show. Australia is due for a federal election this coming May. Many Australians and some tennis players are questioning why he was allowed to enter Australia without being fully vaccinated. This is after 2 years of strict border rules that kept many Australians from being able to return home and barred residents from visiting family and friends abroad. And I have to echo that sentiment. Okay? I don't think those rules and those strict rules should be in place. So even though I think he should be able to come and do his sport, I don't fault him. I fault that nobody else got to go back and forth and go back home and see family. So they're now dealing with their biggest wave of COVID, their largest wave of COVID cases to date. How it got there? Well, it's a very highly infectious disease, and vaccinated people spread it. You can't mandate vaccines and expect the vaccines to keep a wave away. So when people are like, well, what's going on in Australia? What's going on in Australia is common sense. Vaccinated people carry and spread the virus. That's why they're having COVID waves. Now, maybe the vaccine is keeping them out of the hospital, but it didn't prevent a wave. That's why you can mandate as the day is long. It's not going to stop COVID. Somebody wrote on my Facebook wall, if 80% of the population was vaccinated, no more variants would come. Well, not entirely. Because the variant could still brew in 20%. And look at how Omicron, they say, had jumped from human to mouse. So the Omicron said, fine, if he's vaccinated, I'll go to a mouse. I'll brew there and go back to the human. And we're never going to be 80% because I got my vaccine last January, February. That's not, I mean, unless we are boosting every few months, we're not going to be immune to this, especially since we're boosting with the wrong vaccine. We're doing the wild type one, not even the one for the variants. So footage shows two television news anchors criticizing the tennis store, one labeling them as lying and sneaky. That got leaked online. The network did not apologize for the remarks, and they're going to investigate why somebody illegally reported the private conversation. So, you know, while everybody's kind of now, and there will be a focal point. Look what happened with Aaron Rodgers. With Aaron Rodgers, people in America, Aaron Rodgers was their Novak Djokovic. So Aaron Rodgers, people are saying, well, he's going to boycott the Super Bowl. Oh, you should hear what Rodgers said. He cussed. He was like, I can't even say what he said on air. He is not going to boycott the Super Bowl. He thinks that's one of the stupidest things. I can't describe the words and the adjectives he used for that, but he is saying it's stupid. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he had lied about being vaccinated. And a lot of people think, you know, that was dirty and sneaky and all that. I don't care. I would rather he verbally lie than have a fake vaccine card like a lot of Americans are doing. And you want to know what? He was able to play 10 days later. And they won that day. So him being unvaccinated did not destroy the Packers or NFL football. So he's not going to boycott Super Bowl. People want him to. People want him to not get MVP because of him lying about being vaccinated. MVP has to do with your playing. Doesn't have to do with your integrity or who you choose to sleep with or what you choose to wear or... So, you know, I think everybody wants a scapegoat because they can't get mad at the government. They want to get mad at a particular person that may be in violation of government rules. And look at the crowds and the knives and pitchforks. Look at how people just, you know, will just come to the fight against another human being. It's ridiculous. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.